USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order that fights anti-Semitism on college campuses. At a Hanukkah celebration, the president says the measure sends a message to universities.
This is our message to universities. If you want to accept the tremendous amount of federal dollars that you get every year, you must reject anti-Semitism.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says no one saw the challenges they faced in 2019.
Over the course of the past year, our views about the path of interest rates that would best achieve our employment and inflation objectives changed significantly as the economy faced some important challenges from weaker global growth and trade developments.
Powell also thinks the U.S. economy and policies they have adopted are both in good places. Your final numbers at the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow gained 30 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A surge in refinancing is continuing, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A surge in refinances prompting a rise in mortgage applications. They rose 3.8% last week. Refis were up 9%, while applications for loans to buy homes fell 0.4%.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is marking Human Rights Day by designating 68 people and entities for sanctions.
The administration took a historic number of new actions this week to stand up for oppressed people all around the world.
People or entities from Burma, Cambodia, Congo, and Latvia, just to name a few, have been named, and according to Secretary of State Pompeo, the charges that they are guilty of:
extrajudicial killings, mass executions of unarmed detainees, the murder of an investigative journalist, and the use of rape, murder, and abductions as weapons of war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wiegland, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wiegland and the family attorney, Michael Winkelman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
The hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
A star-studded New Year's Eve TV special has been announced. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us a preview.
Today's show presenters Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager have been booked as the hosts for a New Year's Eve primetime special on NBC. A Toast to 2019 is scheduled to air at 8 p.m. It will feature appearances by Kristen Bell, Martin Short, Maya Rudolph, Tony Hale, Terry Crews, and Nikki Glaser. Other celebrities expected to join in the holiday program include Lester Holt, Howie Mandel, Craig Melvin, and Ashley Tisdale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.